With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California is joining Oregon as the only states with rent caps. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports on the new law signed Tuesday by Governor Gavin Newsom that takes effect next year.
The law caps rent increases at 5% plus inflation and protects tenants from evictions without just cause, and it blocks landlords from raising rents right before the cap takes effect. 52-year-old Stockton renter Darla Williams earns minimum wage as a restaurant cook. She says she's been praying for the bill to be signed.
Oh, I could afford my own place. I would love to live on my own. Financially, it's great to have roommates, but I can't speak for everybody else. Me, I would love to have my own place and just come in to some peace and quiet.
The law reflects a compromise that Governor Newsom and Democratic legislative leaders negotiated over the summer with tenant, landlord, and business groups. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Millions of people in California could be affected by power outages today and Thursday as utilities work to avoid sparking wildfires with their equipment. PG&E says nearly 800,000 customers in 34 counties could be affected, and Southern California Edison is considering whether to cut power to more than 100,000 customers in 8 counties. Capital Public Radio's Randall White has more.
This is the largest power disruption of its kind in California history. It's in response to a statewide warm, dry wind event, similar to weather conditions that preceded catastrophic fires during the past 2 years. PG&E says it could be days before the power is turned back on, as lines have to be visually inspected after the weather conditions improve. Company spokeswoman Brandy Merlot addressed suggestions the utility put its lines underground.
Undergrounding is certainly not a panacea to this problem. We do have some undergrounding across our service area, and as part of our long-term system hardening work, we are definitely looking at doing it where it makes sense to do so.
Merlot says the underground lines are vulnerable to flooding, lightning, and earthquakes. She says PG&E also has plans to replace some of its wooden poles with stronger non-wood versions and change out some of its power lines with coated ones. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
The UC Davis Firearm Violence Research Center is adding new data to discussions about who should be able to buy a gun. Researchers studied more than 76,000 California gun owners from 2001 through 2013. They found people who were convicted of driving under the influence before buying a gun were about 3 times more likely than those who weren't to later be arrested for intimate partner violence. Emergency physician Hannah LeCour led the study.
It does potentially speak more broadly to these policies intended to regulate firearm ownership and specifically alcohol use.
This adds to a growing body of research from the Firearm Center, which launched in 2017 with $5 million from the state. A bill that was held back this year would ban people with multiple DUIs from buying guns, either permanently or for 10 years. It could still pass next year. The U.S. Supreme Court, which started its new term this week, is slated to hear an appeal of the Trump administration's decision to end DACA, the Obama-era program deferring deportation for people brought to the country illegally as children. About a quarter of the nearly 800,000 DACA recipients nationwide live in California. Leslie Jacobs is a professor with the University of Pacific's McGeorge School of Law in Sacramento. Jacobs says the bigger issue has to do with the scope of presidential power and the scope of agency power.
Congress can change things if it wants to, because we're dealing with the power that Congress has. So if Congress wants to do something about DACA, it can do it tomorrow, but it hasn't, right? And so the question here is how the president did this, not whether it can get done.
The Trump administration claimed in court that it could revoke the status of Dreamers because the original Obama program was illegal. It also argued that the courts had no power to review its decision. 4 federal appeals courts subsequently rejected those arguments. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.